This week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, begins with Yaakov on his way from Laban's house back to his father, back to his father's home. And when Yaakov hears the news that his brother Esav is approaching with 400 men, he didn't know what to do. On one hand, Hashem had given him the command to go back to Eretz Yisrael, so it seems like the time was right. Even though he had been waiting for Rivka the whole time to come and to send him a message to come home, and she hadn't called him, he had gotten a direct nevuah from Hashem saying it's time to go home, and he was following what Hashem had told him to do. And this is reflected in the tefillah that he davens when he hears about Esav. He says, "Vayomer Yaakov, Elokei Avi Avram v'Elokei Avi Yitzchak. You're the father, you're the God of my father Avram and the God of my father Yitzchak. Hashem ha'omer elai, shuv la'artzecha l'mayaladetcha. You are the Hashem. Not only are you the God of my fathers, you personally, you Hashem, came to me and you told me, go back to your land and I will do good for you." And then he acknowledges, "I know that I'm not worthy myself from all the chesed that you've done for me, because here I am, I started off without a penny and now I have wives and children and wealth. Perhaps I'm not eligible for anything at all, but I do have schus avos. If I have nothing for myself, two things I can say. One is I have schus avos. I'm a child of Avram and Yitzchak, and they were promised that there will be a great Jewish nation. And therefore, with the schus avos, I'm asking that you save me. And secondly, because you're the one who told me to go, is why I'm standing here right now with Esav coming. What am I supposed to do about this?" He did not know how he was supposed to respond to the fact that Esav is coming with a big army. Should I daven? Should I send him a gift? Should I prepare for war? What should I do? And he continues to daven and he says, "Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Please save me from my brother, from Esav." And then he starts sending his gifts. And it's unclear from the Mefarshim why he was sending him the gifts. Some say that he meant to appease him slowly, meaning by sending him a little bit, and Esav would be happy with the little, and then he would send him more, and Esav would be even happier with the more, and then the more, and the more. Or, according to the Rashbam, he was trying to divert his attention so that he could run away. He wanted to escape from Esav. The Rashbam says that, indeed, why he crosses his whole family over the Nachal Yaboik is because he was attempting to escape. And unfortunately for him, the Malach of Esav detains him when he crosses back to pick up his pachim ketanim, his little pachim that he forgot on the other side. And this Malach of Esav is going to fight with him the entire night so that he could not actually run away. And it was only at the end of the night, when the sun rises, that the Malach said, "I'm going to leave." And Esav said, and he doesn't leave before he changes Yaakov's name, Yaakov from Yaakov, which means trickery, or the ankle that he held on to, the heel that he held on to of Esav, and he changes it to Yisrael, which comes from the word Sarisa, because you fought together with me. The Rashbam says that his injury was a punishment for trying to run away. You don't run away was not the correct plan, according to the Rashbam. When dealing with an enemy, we have to look at this enemy and try and figure out, what is this enemy coming and trying to do to us? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in Koivetz Ma'amarim, comes up with a formula, which is very applicable coming into Hanukkah. And he says that whenever an anti-Semitic attack comes our way, we have to look at it and try and figure out, where is this coming from? Is this a spiritual attack or a physical attack? Because he says that if it's a physical attack, meaning if they're coming to get us because we are Jews, and it wouldn't matter to them whether we converted, it's not about trying to get us not to keep Torah mitzvahs, so then our response has to be a spiritual attack. And the example that he brings is the story of Purim. He says, Purim, Haman came, lahashmid laharoig ulaabed es kol hayehudim. And our initial response had to be what Esther did, Esther Mordechai, lech knois kol hayehudim, gather all the Jews and let them fast for me and let them daven for me. And there Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says that when Ahasuerus removed his ring and gave it to Haman and said, you can do whatever you want to the Jews, that caused a greater hisairos, a greater inspirational change amongst the Jews than all the Nevi'im and the Nevi'is. All the prophecies that we got didn't do for us what that removal of the ring did. But then Rambam Charan Wasserman continues and he says, but if he is coming not to attack you physically, but to attack you spiritually, like in the time of Hanukkah when the Hashmonaim came, and they wanted to destroy our Yiddishkeit, and that's all they wanted, meaning they didn't want to kill us. They would have been happy had we Hellenized. Then the response was, go out to war, fight with them with weapons, because he says this is not coming from Hashem, it's coming from the Satan, which is hard to understand because everything comes from Hashem. But what it means is that the Satan is coming and saying, you know, your people are good. I'll bring it to more modern times. Your people are good. They're keeping Shabbos. So then the Satan comes and says, let's see what happens if we make it hard for them to keep Shabbos. Let's see what happens to the Jews who come to America and it's difficult to keep Shabbos. And then if we go and we fight for our right to keep Shabbos and we're meiser nefesh for it, then we are being machlish the koyach of the Satan. We are weakening the koyach of the Satan. So when the Misyavnim came and the Ivanim came and they said, you're not allowed to keep Shabbos, and you're not allowed to keep Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to do Bris Milah, what we had to do was not daven. What we had to do, we always have to daven, but our primary fight at that time was to go out and actually fight and say, it's important enough for me to keep Shabbos that I'm willing to give up my life in order to keep Shabbos. When it's a physical threat, our response has to be a primarily spiritual one, which we're seeing clearly now all over the world. It's true that after the spiritual response, they did go and fight as well in the Purim story. But the primary response is, this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants us to come close to him, and that's what we have to do. But if it's a spiritual threat and they're trying to get us to give up our Yiddishkeit, we've got to fight back physically. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman continues, and he said, I heard from my Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, he said, I heard the Chofetz Chaim say with his own mouth, and he quotes him in Yiddish there, which he then translates into Hebrew, which is that he says that in our times, we're facing two different threats. We're facing the threat from the Nazis who want to kill us, and we're facing the threat from the communists who want our neshamas. And he said that the Chofetz Chaim said in his time, when the threat was with the communists, he said, we made a mistake. He said, Jews made a mistake when the communists first came, and the Yevsektia, the Yevreisky Sektia, which is the Jewish communists, came to shut down the shuls and the schools and the yeshivas and the chadarim. Chofetz Chaim said, we should have gone out to fight with a real war. We should have taken whatever weapons we had, and we should have showed them that if you want to close down our yeshivas and our schools, we are going to fight back, even if many Jews are going to die, he said. MS, Yudim Rabim, many Jews would have been killed in this fight, but the koyach of the Satan would have been weakened, and because we didn't find people who were willing to fight in a real war, the koyach of the Satan was stronger, and we all know the end of that story. We are still battling the terrible assimilation that was caused by the communists who destroyed all vestiges of religion. Not to connect it to our parsha this week, Yaakov's confusion came from not knowing what kind of fight this is. And that's reflected in his tefillah as well. Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Is he coming as an ach? Is he coming as a brother? Or is he coming as an Esav, as an anti-Semite? The Maznaim Latorah says, and the Beis Halevi famously, and many others also question this. We know who Esav is. He's my brother. So if he's saying, Gatzileni na me'achi, achi, why does he have to say Esav? And the Maznaim Latorah says there's two ways that the Goyim come to destroy us. Sometimes they come as an ach, and when they come as an ach, they're trying to destroy us by assimilation, with a neshika, with a kiss, an assimilation. And sometimes they come as an Esav to kill us physically. And like we just learned from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, I don't know if you are my achi to take away my Yiddishkeit, and therefore I need to fight you by sword with a milchama, And or are you an Esav, which means that I have to daven and I have to turn to you in tefillah? Do I try to appease the enemy? Do I try and appease you with gifts like we sometimes have to do? We have to do our shtadlanus. Do I run away? Maybe I try and run away like the Rashbam says he was trying to do, which sometimes has to be our response to anti-Semitism. It's a response that too many did not do in Spain, and of course during the war too many didn't do on time, and I believed that it was going to pass, it was going to get better, or that they're not going to attack us because we're so prominent here and we're so wealthy and we're so settled. Of course, this resonates with us so deeply as we are going through our terrible time of the rise of anti-Semitism all over the world. As I'm saying, escape, of course, the question in my head is escape to where? There's nowhere to really go that feels safer for us now. Certainly nothing safer than Eretz Yisrael. And I guess in our time of confusion, where we are dealing with Achim, and we are dealing with Esavs, and we are dealing with those who seem to be on our side, but we're not quite sure they're on our side, and we are responding in every way possible. We're responding spiritually, we're responding physically, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should indeed answer our tefillas of Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Avraham. The Schus Ovas should stand for us, and the acknowledgement of Katainti Mikol HaChasadim and Mikol HaEmes Asher Asisa Es Avdecha, that we have been beneficiaries of a tremendous amount of chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we just daven that we get the messages that we are meant to get, that we respond with all the tools that we have at our disposal, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus on all of us.